and Shane. Set your minds free, no locks and chains. Do what you love, roll the dice. 50-50, we cold as ice. One thing cold, but the pillow turn red. Hey. Can't let that shit get in my head, war gaming. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Hobby Homies. We are your weekly tabletop podcast. I'm Shane, hanging out with Fox.
Hello.
And of course, we've got Churchy.
In the void.
Today, we are talking about, as you've probably guessed from the title, War Surge.
I was going to say, how would they know if they're listening and not watching this sexy book that you have next to us?
Most people will know the episode before they click on it.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's just incredible because of your amazing title game. Where you just name the episode.
Yeah, about what we talk about.
About what we talk about.
And so see, people know what they're getting into.
I think that's why we do so well. I feel like that's why we're international.
I feel like that's why we do so bad. I think we should title our videos something interesting.
Oh.
And then clickbait them.
Oh, what would we call this one? If this was clickbait.
Oh, War Surge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But like any other episode.
Sure.
Be like the secret to...
How about...
Winning.
Well, hang on. What does War Surge do well? We'll talk about War Surge in a sec.
Yeah.
It is a way for you to get your miniature agnostic, get like any minis you want, give them any rules you want, and play it how you want.
Yeah.
What's the catchphrase?
Use anything, fight everything?
Yeah.
Or use everything,
fight anyone.
It's in here.
It's in here. It's in the book.
Use anything, fight everything. It's on the back.
Perfect.
Yep.
Use anything, fight everything.
Yeah. Because you can.
Okay. So the clickbait title for this would be Fox and Shane Fight Everyone.
Yep.
People were like, oh, that's interesting. What's that?
Of course they're going to lose.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear how badly they lose.
Yeah. Churchy beat both of them.
Yeah. Shane's got bruises.
Yeah.
So War Surge.
Yeah.
We've talked about War Surge
multiple
times. In fact, we did a mini journey into War Surge for 2 episodes.
Yeah.
We even talked to the creators in the times of the Rona.
Oh, the lockdown heavy period that we choose to forget.
Yeah, until we have to remember because timelines usually need reference points.
Sometimes.
And we use gigantic events. And so this happened after 9/11.
I was going to think, like, what was the event before?
It was like
9/11.
It was like 9/11, then COVID, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Nothing else. Maybe Kony 2012.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
During COVID, we chatted to the War Surge boys.
Yeah, we did.
So we got War Surge content, but recently, the Kickstarter that they did for their hardcover books and compendium has shipped out.
Yeah, I think everyone's got it. And if you don't...
In their midst.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, that's on you for just being in an area that's difficult to ship to.
It's probably quite remote.
Yeah. Tasmania or something.
Yeah, or more remote.
Yeah. South Tasmania. Imagine if Tasmania had a little island off it, like Tasmania is to us.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that one had a little one.
And then so
like a babushka doll or whatever it's called.
So the Tasmanians refer to as the people from this other island as like not Australians.
Yeah.
So like when you go to Tasmania and say, where are you from? You say Australia.
Yeah. I took an international flight to get here.
Yeah. Across the body of water. This to us, a landlocked continent nation. This is a new country.
And they're like, oh, you think that's new? You should see the one that we...
You should see our Tasmania.
The one we birthed not but a decade ago.
Yep.
Anyway, War Surge.
War Surge, yeah.
Tell the people that are like, oh, I'm kind of familiar, I've heard about it, I don't really know. What the heck is War Surge?
I thought you were here to tell us about that.
It's a fight everyone.
Yeah.
and anything.
You nailed it. A miniature agnostic war game with quite a girthy rule book, as those watching may be able to see here.
I'm so impressed straight up, because when we originally played and got into War Surge, it was an app on your phone.
Yeah, it was.
And that was it.
Yeah, yep.
And then potentially a PDF for like the rules on how to actually play.
I think there was a...
Was that in the app? I can't remember.
It was in the app. The app has everything, like even like a dice roller.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. A journal where you can like save your battles, so you can report, like you can save, you know, what you were playing, who your opponent was, what they were playing.
Yeah.
Like basically like a little log. And yeah, it's got everything. But it was a free app with a subscription option, I believe.
Yeah,
or a lifetime premium option.
Was it lifetime subscription
option? I think so.
Yeah.
It's going back a little while now. It was probably a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
When we sort of first started chatting to those fellas. But they gave us a couple of keys to the app. We played around. We made some lists.
Yeah.
And I remember straight away being like a little bit overwhelmed.
Mm.
It's like any game. If you don't know the rules, if you start just trying to make a list, nothing makes sense.
Facts.
For the most part.
Yeah.
And I remember some of the keywords on some of these rules, which the game is quite keyword heavy.
Yeah.
Each weapon has a keyword. But once you sort of understand the way the keywords work, everything starts to make sense.
Is there in the book, or do you think you would, it's almost a must have, is like a little cheat sheet print out of the keywords?
There is a little cheat sheet that comes with the whole lot that's like a little double-sided.
Oh, great. It has all the keywords on it.
I believe so.
Yeah. Even if not, and you have to print your own. I had to do that for like Star Wars Shatterpoint and other games anyways, because if they're keyword heavy, like you say, as you're learning, that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest, like, go back and check that.
Go back and
check that. But especially like, in a game so diverse that you, like, it needs to think of everything.
Yeah.
If it wants to achieve the goal of, like, you grab any miniature you want with whatever kit that you've built on it.
Yeah.
And you want to give it those exact weapons and you want it to fight in the exact way that you've got for it in your head.
Yeah.
They need to have thought of every possible keyword for
that. And they actually have, like, there's, I think it's like 300 perks alone or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, and a perk is basically the keyword. It's like the special ability of that weapon.
Mm.
You know, it's like poison or rending or, or
times Tesla.
Yeah, one of those, Tesla. But there's like 300 of them. Yeah.
That's nuts.
It is insane. It is insane. But like, it's like any kind of game. Like, you learn your list. Obviously, you hope your opponents learn theirs.
Yeah.
And then you sort of work together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's that back and forth. It's like, oh, yeah, what does penetrate mean?
I could tell you.
I've heard about it.
That's the one I know. Yeah, yeah. I've seen news articles
seen documentaries
on that one.
About that one.
Yep, I watch Animal Planet.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's AP, basically.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. Classic. I loved when we first jumped on the app and stuff, and there are so many cool miniatures that in other tabletop games I find aren't represented well.
Yep. Yeah.
And I've talked about Kroot in particular.
Oh, yeah.
In the past, how I'm like, you know, the lore says that they're these... and like, so the lore sort of shows one version of it, but then when you put them on a tabletop in a mass battle when they're out-teched by all these armies,
yeah,
of course in like 40K, they have to just get blown off the table because...
Yeah, yeah, because they're chaff.
They're chaff.
Yeah.
Of just the sheer firepower that is the Imperium's arsenal.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense for them to be like tougher than a...
Space Marine.
Las Cannon. You know?
One single Space Marine.
Yeah, and there's no like real clever ways to do ambushing or like guerrilla tactics in those kind of games in mass scale games, whereas I found like War Surge, I was like, if that's how I see them, I can build them like that, give them rules that just makes Kroot feel more like Kroot than the game that originally put on the table, you know.
Yeah, I had the same realization with the Patriarch from my Gene Stealer Cults army. In both 40K and One Page Rules, it just is so underwhelming. This is meant to be the four-armed emperor of this cult, right? Is meant to be their god.
Yeah.
And he has like six wounds.
Yeah.
Like two attacks.
Yeah.
But like, you can go into War Surge and you can be like, all right, I'm beefing him up. I'm making him an actual like walking tank.
Yeah, he's a fifth of my army.
Yeah.
Or like he's a, I don't know why I said fifth, because in my head I meant third. But I think the numbers are confusing to me.
Like fives and threes are similar.
Yeah, they're both odd numbers.
Yeah, one comes after the other.
Yeah, exactly. And the other one goes before the other one.
Yeah, I see how you got those two mixed up.
I don't even know which one's which anymore.
They're interchangeable.
Yeah, they are. I am 53 years old.
Or 55.
Oh, no. Or 33.
Ooh.
Anyway. So that is the premise of War Surge. It is a game that uses... You know, they've obviously assigned points to each perk each stat of a troop
yeah.
to the nth granular degree
yeah.
so that you can be like, I want to use this tape measure. I think it should be really slow. So that could be, because there's also like, you can almost get points refunded a little bit.
Some, if you do take negative things, perks. It does. Yeah. Refunds you points.
So it could be like, this is slow and cumbersome, but I want, and it's got no ranged weapon, but I do want it to have an invul save because I imagine it's got like a shield on it. So I'll put like a shield.
Yeah.
Like a blue. Star Wars shield.
Yeah.
They're going to get through that first, and I want it to have a insane armor save because it's a tape measure.
Yep.
And then you can build it and put it on the table
if you want
and play
to.
With it.
Yep. I remember looking at making rules for some of Caitlin's like Disney figurines, and I'm just like, look, what would Snow White do?
And that's then, terrifying. Like, yeah. I've seen like those YouTube videos where it's like Santa and he's like 40 foot tall in the shadows, and you can only see him like, it's in the middle of a storm, and when the lightning goes,
yep.
you can just see flashes of Santa, and then it goes dark, and you just hear, oh, oh, oh. And then, like, the person's hiding inside, and they, like, creep out the window, and they just see, like, Santa's big eye.
Just looking in the window.
And then you can hear down the chimney, like, a whisper, and they're sort of like, you can't fit down the chimney. And you just hear, Santa. You've been a bad boy. And then it goes, and then the roof rips up. That's right. And it's like, and then it goes all static. So there's lots of those.
I feel like you can do that.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, what were you saying?
I don't know.
I haven't slept for days because of that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sorry if I'm a little out of sorts.
No doubt. We're miles from Christmas, but I understand why you're
Thank
terrified.
God. Thank God. He's not coming yet.
Not yet. Yeah, that's a look into your mind.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
It's a deep look in. I don't do therapy. I just come on here, drink beers, and
it's
say
basically
whatever I
want
to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You Patreons give us money, and in turn,
you pass on your trauma to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now everyone's having nightmares about Santa. Thanks, dude.
Now I feel like we're properly building a community.
Yeah.
We're all in this together.
Yeah.
We all share the same experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I love, like, Zoids. The almost Gunpla kits.
Yep.
The Zoids. I made some rules for a couple of those because I was like, finally, like, I could build one of these cool Zoids, give it dope rules, make it like, you know, say we said 1,000 points or whatever.
Yeah.
Make it the full 1,000 and it's got to take on a small army of whatever garbage you want to bring.
Literal garbage.
Like, literal garbage.
I'm making rules for literal garbage.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. What, so what, like...
I'm talking like just trash.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking at some of your miniatures.
Oh, they're yours over there. Mine are in boxes.
Ah, right. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant, the ones in the boxes.
No, you meant the ones there that are yours.
None of those are mine. Anyway, so you played War Surge.
Yeah.
With War Surge.
With one third of War Surge.
Yeah.
Nick. Yeah, I did.
Tell us about it.
Well, he made the drive from... a wee town called Warrnambool, which is like 2.5 hours or something away. It's miles away. He cruised over here. The day was scorcher. Us three, me, Churchy, and Nick.
Churchy was there.
We're hanging
Churchy's
out.
Experienced War Surge.
In the studs. Churchy was there, dude.
Oh, my
Churchy
gosh.
Churchy was there. But it was great. Nick gave me like a crash course through the game before we started. And then it was a guided playthrough. So each sort of turn, we looked at new rules and he explained things. And it was good fun. Battle reports on our second channel. You can watch that if you wish.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
Yep.
What were your... First of all, you probably did the exact same thing. Because like we mentioned, we were into War Surge pretty early.
Yep.
And we had the app, had a PDF of some of the rules. Mm-hmm. We built a couple things. I'm looking at this book, man. They didn't stop working.
No, they haven't stopped working for the last like 3 years at least.
This is so... well laid out. It looks so good. And this is what, 300 pages or something?
I guess. Something like that. Oh, up the top there.
What's that say?
Is that 299? I don't know. 299?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's actually 300 pages.
Yep.
The last page is 300 pages.
The compendium's like 380 or something.
What a useless skill that is for me to be able to accurately guess how many pages a book is.
I mean, you could like make money from bets.
Would you have bet me?
No, but someone might.
Yeah, true. I need to find more stupid
just
friends.
Sit at some bar and be like...
I thought when I met you, I'd found the stupidest friend, but if you won't take that bet... I got you. But obviously, I'll either be broke for the rest of my life or I need to find stupider people.
I've never been the best at anything.
All right, come on, man. This is my therapy lesson. No, you know what? How does that make you feel?
Well, it's troubled me for some time.
I'm already bored. You're not even the best at
therapist.
You're not even the best at telling the story of your life. Someone else could do it better, I'm sure, Chechi.
Well, it all started back in...
Well, I'm also not the best at anything, so...
Yeah. We've got each other, Church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll always have each other.
That's right, dude.
Maybe you guys are the best at having each other.
Hey, he's my ride or die. Who are you?
Are you saying who am I? Like, you don't know who I am?
Yeah, who are you?
Like, you're not sure why I'm here? Or are you asking in my relation to the ride or die scale where I sit?
All of the above.
Because I'll definitely ride, but for you guys, I'm not going to die.
You heard it here first, folks.
Maybe this a is light what, injury?
Or? A light. Yeah, I'll break a leg for you guys. So that's more than you guys have done for me.
Interesting.
So, you mean you did break your leg for us? Is that...
Look, I'm not saying... I'm saying I would break my leg for you guys, and I also did break my leg.
Again?
Oh, I don't know about that. I feel like I've already done it. You
yeah,
know?
But it's it
like,
wasn't for us.
I mean, how do you know? And how would I convince you that it was in a hypothetical situation? No, you know what? That's not what we're here for.
They're here for War Sedge.
They're here for War Sedge. So tell me.
Yep.
When, I think originally when we were first getting into it, which I was just trying to look up. I don't know if you could find it for us, Churchy. Like our first videos on War Surge, when were we covering it?
Oh, man. I'm going to say season 2.
So like early 2021?
Yeah, I reckon.
Potentially. Geez. See what you can find.
Yep.
I feel like we played a game or maybe even two, tried to play it. And we were like, yeah, this is cool. This is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're in the middle of something else at that time. I can't remember what it was. Probably Test of Honor.
Mm.
And I want to know from that experience where we played it and had a little muck around and made our lists.
Yep.
To playing War Surge with War Surge.
Mm.
What were your impressions? What were your thoughts about having played it properly with the people that made it?
Oh, yeah. Having playing the game with someone who's written the rules, it's so much better than
playing
you.
With me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It became a lot more intuitive. Once you begin to understand a couple of like very, very minor things,
yeah,
everything else starts making sense. Everything okay. falls into place. It has different phases. So like you go through like a movement phase and it's alternate activations.
It always was, fantastic. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It really appealed
yeah.
to us early on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it has like the shooting stage or the combat
Mate,
stage
your army, however
and then a dash stage as well. So Ooh. Like,
so wait, which, did you say in that order?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you move, then you fight, shoot, melee, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you can dash. So it kind of gives you the option of like moving out, shooting, and then popping back into cover again.
Well, apologies for the quick desktop audio they would have heard then. But
was that like one of our episodes?
Yeah.
The intro to one of our episodes?
Oh, it's the middle of an episode, apparently. but it looks like the first time you guys talked about it was May 30th, 2021.
There we go.
Yeah.
Early, so what is that? Almost 3
Nearly
years
3
ago.
Years ago. Wow. Wow.
It literally, I'm so impressed with how far they've come.
Yeah.
Because I'm just looking at like the detail.
Dude, and the photos in the rule book, they're all their models.
Oh, wow.
They're like, they've got a few people that have painted terrain for them, but that's all their miniatures, man. They have just...
All the top downs are great.
Every page is just filled with art or tables.
Tables.
Yeah.
So much tables.
Yeah.
I'm going to read a couple perks. Is that fun? No, you're in the middle of...
No, you go for it.
All right, cool. I'm going to read it. Loot. There's a loot is a perk that you can bring. So when the wielder is removed as a casualty, the weapon can be picked up and used by models from any unit, friend or foe. Including the same unit as the wielder. Use a marker to represent the loot, which appears as the casualty model. If a wielder remains on the battlefield after being a casualty, the weapon is placed within 2 inches of the model. Mm. If the loot weapon also has the shared perk, oh my gosh, there's combos.
Yeah.
The weapon will become available as a marker when the entire unit becomes a casualty because they share that weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really cool because it's like you can give... the loot perk to a gun, like a big gun.
Yep.
And I wonder if it's like a negative.
Surely. Like the fact that someone can like kill you and then pick it up.
Yeah. Or is that a positive? Because usually you drop it on your side of the table.
I suppose. It allows other units to pick it up.
And then you could also give it the shed, which means like the whole unit just gets it, even if like that model gets sniped or something.
Yeah.
Just incredible. The wild card, Wayne, volatile, malfunction 2, posthumous, unwieldy, twin. Ah, oh, so cool.
You'll notice on some of the perks there's like Roman numerals. And that, to me, I was kind of like, well, what does that like mean? Like, but it's usually just like
levels.
Yeah. So it's like plus one, plus two, plus three, or, you know, as it goes up.
Yeah, that's cool.
So what, like little things like that, once that makes, I mean, and like most of them that would make sense. But once you understand things like that, everything else just sort of starts falling into place.
Yeah, I love that it's got like decimate, destroy, and obliterate. And it's like all of those are different. Yeah. And devastate, that's another one.
Yep.
And terminate. And each of those has 3 to 4 to 5 levels each.
Mm.
I'm like, what is the difference between decimate and obliterate? Well, it's written right here, but I'm not going to go into it. This is crazy, man. This is amazing.
Yeah.
This is so cool.
Yeah, they've done work, dude. I think their Kickstarter raised over 100 grand.
Awesome.
And just nuts. And like you see the quality of the rule book. It's, I can't remember what the stitching term is called, but you can lay it flat. It's not one of those rule books that always tries to close on itself all the time.
That's great.
Yeah. I think each section is like stitched in a way. Wow. So it's, yeah. Cause like you need it open, right? You don't want to be, and you don't want it to keep sort of falling closed on itself all the time.
So we didn't mention it's, is it technically a sci-fi game, or is it the kind of thing that you could make either?
You can make it either. It's even got miniatures for like historical. So there's in the compendium, it's got 20 odd different armies they've made. That was their stretch goals.
Yeah, sure.
And they were at the point they were smashing each stretch goal before they'd even sort of finished the last one.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and their compendium's got like mostly fantasy sci-fi with a few historical armies mixed in there as well. But the whole thing is, dude, that it's meant to balance. So you can use a medieval army against a sci-fi army.
Yeah, I mean, if points are points.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yep.
I like that it's got like, it's kind of got, yeah, I can tell there's effort that's gone into this because it's got so many quality of life things in this book. Like there's a list of models that you might need and how many are required for the narrative, for example.
Yep.
It's got little QR codes with like tips. It's got, oh, so it's co-op and solo. I'm assuming it's solo because it's got enemy tactics here.
Oh, yeah. There are some solo narrative missions.
Oh, so cool.
Yep.
Stage enemies. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're in the narrative section there.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah. Section 21. There's 21 sections at least. Section 21 is narrative games.
Mm.
Super Model Race, Basket Brawl, Download Narratives, so good.
They mentioned Basket Brawl in our interview. That was something they sort of teased at the end there, something they were working on, a sports ball version.
Yeah, so, I do remember that. That's very cool. I love too, the Model Race font looks very familiar to me. Super Model Race. It looks like something I've seen before.
Yeah.
This is very cool. This book is, this is blowing me away.
Yeah.
So can people buy this like outside the Kickstarter's done?
Yeah, you can.
Just go to Warsurge.
Warsurge.com. Yep.
And buy this book.
Yep. They've got an American distributor and an Australian distributor. So
it's like an actual really good book.
Yeah.
I can see I can see kind of like the stitching thing you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's like actual proper stitching on what looks to be like every section of the book.
Yep.
That's nutty, man.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Compendium's the same. It's got two ribbons.
What is, you've got a big old book over there. Is that the compendium?
That's the compendium, yeah.
So what is in there?
So in the compendium, it's all the different army lists.
It's an even bigger book.
It's bigger. Yeah, it's like 380 pages or something like that.
Oh, give it to me, I'll tell you.
But this one's got two ribbons. Which I was talking to Nick, and I'm like, I mean, books come with one ribbon, but I've never heard of a book coming with two ribbons before.
That's the Warsaw difference.
Does.
Yeah.
And like, I guess it's, because like a lot of the time you might have two pages marked.
Yeah.
So that's that. But that, I think for the two books, it's about $150. So I'm going to guess and say about $75 a book.
Sure.
I think maybe one's 80, one's 60 or whatever, but it's all on the Warsurge website.
they've actually given us these to give away.
Makes sense. I was like, why is that still in plastic, bro? What are you doing?
The unplastic one is over there.
Oh yeah, it is. Hidden behind Shane.
Yeah. But so we're running a giveaway this month. War Surge giveaway.
Amazing.
Yeah. So massive thank you to those guys. There'll be a link for this.
Yeah, we'll blast it everywhere.
Yeah. It'll be on our socials, Instagram, Facebook, all that. So check that out.
Yeah.
but yeah.
That's very cool. So War Surge, grab a miniature, how do you build it out of the... It still encourages you to use the app, I assume.
Yeah, the app's generally the way to go. Yeah. It's got the list builder in there. You can use the compendium and like write out old school pen and paper if you want to.
Oh, you can do that.
There's points in there. Yeah
great.
Yeah. So you can sort of write out whatever models you've got plus whatever this weapon is.
Yeah.
Kind of like what we used to do back in the day for 40K.
Yeah, awesome.
The points can be very, very crunchy. Very granular if you want to be.
Yeah, I love that.
It's kind of where, like, I had a comment on the YouTube channel and they asked whether when you'd play War Surge over one page rules, for example, right? Because they're both filling a similar niche. It's like miniature agnostic.
Yeah, okay. You know? Yeah, sure.
but War Surge will definitely scratch the itch for those people that like a little bit more complexity than what one page rules offer.
Yeah.
Or if you really enjoy that real crunchy list building where 5 points here or there is your thing, right?
Yeah.
Then the list building on this is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, that was my first thought, was that one page rules is great if you just want to, like, you know, quickly build some lists, pick up a game, throw dice.
Yep.
And have, like, the hanging out with a friend, playing the game, rolling the dice, be the experience.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like War Surge scratches, like you said, a different itch. Maybe the people that, like me, that love the list building aspect of 40K.
Yeah.
But even that's not super, that's not very granular. Like, the list building is actually quite unrewarding these days for 40K.
Yeah, it's not like 7th edition list building that we started on.
Yeah, I find like they've culled it back for simplicity, which is nice.
Yeah.
Whereas this just looks like... And I know that I think One Page Rules also has a points per stat type system.
Yeah.
But theirs also looks quite refined.
Yeah.
So I feel like whereas One Page Rules have that, it's part of their game and part of what they're doing. Whereas for War Surge, it is the game.
Yeah.
It is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like granular points for your... miniature agnostic games.
Yep.
This is what they do.
Yeah. And really, like we said earlier, really being able to build something how you want it to be built.
Yeah.
It's
second to none.
Yeah.
300 absolutely. Perks is insane.
Yeah. And then the weapons on that and
yeah. And then the stats, the health stats, and then yeah.
Yep.
So cool. We have to play some I mean, you've already done a battle report, but I wouldn't mind playing.
Yeah. I'm sure we can tee that up.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah. I'd like to, it's cool too, because you can just pick skirmish or full scale or fantasy. It's like everything.
Yeah.
Finally, maybe I can get my Skaven in a sci-fi battle.
Yeah, you could.
And I'll just say they're kind of like, either chaff them up big time and just like.
Just a horde.
A horde.
Yeah.
And just have them run at new space marines or something.
Did you find them?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I might not even have Skaven, but I will.
Yeah.
Bring some Star Wars minis.
Yeah.
Jedi just to take on.
Space wizards. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Is that what they're called in here?
Yeah.
Space wizards.
Yeah.
There you go. They've thought of everything.
And Sith are space warlocks.
Do something that was really cool about War Surge is their community Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Or was it the community tab on their website where you can go and QR other people's lists.
Yeah.
Upload your own lists.
Yep. That's in the app. That uses an awesome QR system. Like each page of the compendium has a QR code on it. So you can just scan that. Immediately everything in there gets added to your app.
Yeah.
And then you build your list from that.
That's so cool.
And yeah, like you said, there are community ones there that you can use. Like someone can make a list for anything. And then you just scan that and then you start making the same list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were your biggest takeaways? What were the things that you loved the most from War Surge, the tabletop game, like actually playing it?
Mm-hmm. I loved the alternating activations where even like movement and shooting was split up.
Yeah.
So like it wasn't like I move, I shoot. All right, you move, you shoot, which right. is still alternating. But this was like we move, then we shoot, and then we dash.
Right. You know? Oh, so all your stuff moves.
Yeah.
Then all their stuff moves.
Nah, so it still alternates.
I move, you move.
Yep.
I move, you move.
Yep.
We do that until everything's moved.
Yep.
And then we go into shootering.
Yep.
And then it's I shoot, you shoot, I shoot, you shoot.
And then cool. dashing. Yeah, yeah.
So move, shoot, melee, dash?
Yeah, so shooting and melee is all together.
Oh, right.
It's like
okay.
a combat,
combat.
Step.
Combat. Yeah. Sure.
And then the dash. And before the movement, there's a like a deployment stage where like anything from ambush will come in.
Oh, cool, 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 yeah. cool.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, I really want to play. I'm thinking of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
It was cool, man.
Does that have rules for terrain? I assume.
Yeah, it's got rules for like fortifications.
Yeah, great.
So you can like you know, use like mounted guns and stuff.
Yeah.
Cannons and whatever, machine guns. It's got so much, man. It's got so much. And
I
like
can tell. This book's 300. That one's 380.
380 or 400 or something.
And I saw there's like another little book there.
Yeah, it's like a little narrative mission pack.
See? That's crazy, man.
One thing that I loved playing with Nick was that I used my Dreadnought, my Blood Angels Dreadnought, and one of the skills was grapple.
Yeah.
And it's basically like a grappling hook.
Yeah.
So you can grab an opponent and then like drag them towards you.
Oh, that's cool.
Or if it was on by like a point system. So like the larger the model with the higher point value was like the anchor. Uh-huh. So you could like grab something and then drag yourself towards it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And drag it towards you if you were the heavier.
Yeah. Which that's for most so times cool. the Dreadnought was. But it was like he had one model going for an objective and I was just like, nope. And just dragged him back from that. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
I like, too, that it looks like it's not just a 300-page book with 200 pages of lore and then 100 pages of rules. Like,
nah.
This thing feels like it's just rules.
The lore is, like, scattered between each section.
Yeah, nice.
There's, like, a page or two of lore, which is great, you know, because most books, yeah, it's all at the front or all at the middle.
Yeah.
And you can just kind of, like, breeze past it where, like, you'll be flicking through and then you'll find a page of lore and it's like, oh, yeah, sweet.
So do you reckon the best way to suss out War Surge is to get the app, build a few lists, play around.
Yeah.
And if you find yourself loving it,
yeah,
go snag these books.
I think get the app. There's a free app on the App Store now. Awesome. So try that. It's free.
That's free.
Yeah. It's on both Android and iOS. And just play around with that. Make some lists, make some fun units. Look around your hobby area and find something that isn't represented in any games or not represented well and makes a fun list for it.
I think of that so often where it's like, I've got these miniatures from this thing. Like I've got Infinity miniatures, for example. And I'm like, if I want to use those, it has to be Parsecs.
Well, yeah, or Infinity.
But I'm thinking about playing against you.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That means it has to be Parsecs because you haven't got Infinity.
No.
Well, I mean, who knows, but it's not active. But whereas now, like, yeah, there's so many miniatures that I'm sure other people have like that where they're like, the friends I play with don't have this game.
Yeah.
So they just sit in the cabinet.
Yep.
Well, not anymore, my good friends. Nah. For as little as... this isn't a sponsored episode. In fact, we are giving stuff away.
Though. I mean, they gave us that to give away, so it kind of is.
Yeah, I guess it's a sponsored episode. Yep. But we were going to do this before they gave us that.
Yeah, we were.
This wasn't inspired by.
No.
Unless. Very cool.
Yeah.
Check out War Surge. Jump on warsurge.com.
Yep.
That has a link to the app as well, I think, there.
I think so, yeah. But you can also find it in all your app stores just by searching War Surge.
Which is the name of this episode, apparently.
Yep.
We're boring and we name things about the things that we talk about.
All right, I'll name it Not War Surge.
True.
That'll
get you.
That'll throw them.
That'll get you.
Yep. But they've got a Discord as well, which is very, very active. The devs are active in there as well. They talk about it's already sort of... a lot of like FAQs and stuff being figured out in there. So
cool.
they're always working on it.
Great.
So check out that. And they should have some hobbies, sort of battle reports and stuff coming soon too. They're working on a studio. So that's probably still a little ways away.
We'll just have to pick up the slack.
We'll have to until they're ready.
And then just like we took the War Surge Reddit.
Hey, we made that because we were like, someone else will make that.
Yeah, yeah. And we don't trust other people. So, no, we made it. And then they're like, can we have that? We're like, of course.
It's yours.
Yeah. We were just holding it. We'll do the same for our battle reports.
Yep.
And go full circle.
Yep.
They can have the battle reports back when they're ready in due time. Speaking of Discord, jump in ours. Let us know if have you played War Surge? Mm. Are you playing War Surge? All the comments of this YouTube video, if you're Discord adverse, let us know. Has this tantalized your interest at all?
Yeah.
Keep us posted. I want to hear more about other people playing this game, getting into it. What kind of cool lists can you build?
Yeah.
I imagine the amount of crazy combos you could do with the 300 perks and anti-perks and... I'm shaking my head.
Yep, there's so much. And like we've only scratched the surface. Like, we're not War Surge experts by any means.
No.
I've played one full game.
Yeah.
We've played around with lists and mucked around 3 years ago.
We played two half games three years ago.
Yeah.
And it was good then.
Yeah.
But I'm just so blown away by how much they've done since then.
Oh, dude. And like, the work on the back end hasn't stopped either, because... Nick was telling me about there's like an Italian version that had to translate, or they had someone translate it for them.
Mamma mia.
But formatting was an issue.
Here we go again.
Yeah. as things translate, sentences are shorter and longer, and the thing was a mess
formatting.
So then they had to like reformat the entire book for their Italian version, which to me is crazy. They must have a huge following in Italy, but
there you go.
Just like things like that. Like, the boys haven't stopped. They have been pouring everything into it, and to release a book in such good quality as, you know, their first thing.
It looks like they went all out, and to bring it in at the price of under a codex.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that too. Yeah. We're like, codex is like $94 now.
So crazy.
Yeah, and like, these guys, they spent so much effort in finding printers. They found one, then they're like, oh no, we can't do it. So they're like, all right, back to square one again.
Yeah,
they didn't give up, man. And like, they're obviously really smart dudes, because they like made an app, and they started with an app.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't make an app.
Whatever it is, I know. you're not the master of anything. You're not good at anything.
I'm not good at anything.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome. And for the Australians listening, it's a local.
Yeah. Yep.
It's an Australian. It's three brothers.
This book was hand delivered to me.
You probably won't get that, but isn't that nice?
You might get that.
You could, maybe, if you probably live not.
In Victoria.
Oh, you will. Maybe. It's a hobby homies guarantee.
Oh, no.
Hopefully you have enjoyed War Surge. Go check out some of our earlier episodes. Mm. It'd be cool. I'm going to actually go do that tomorrow.
Yep.
I want to see the stuff that we talked about then versus now, and the differences, because an actual book, I don't think, was even on the cards, or... they had talked about wanting to do it.
I think that was a pipe dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now to see how much they've done, and definitely how much is in here. Like, there was a ton of options. I was blown away last time. I think there might have been like 50 perks on a list. And I was like, this is nuts.
Yeah. This is too much.
This is too much. And now here we are. So yeah, go suss those out. Very curious to hear about other people and what lists they're building, because my mind is getting blown with what I can do. My Infinity, it's back on the table. My Pike Syndicate, can we see the table again? My Skaven, you don't exist anymore, but the possibilities are endless. I'll find you.
I'll find you.
Daddy will come home.
Yep.
Cool. Thank you so much for having a listen.
Mm.
Hopefully you get around War Surge, because ideally it'd be dope if more people got around War Surge.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I think a few people are around War Surge because they had over 100 grand.
But that's cool. I'd love
more.
To
yeah, yeah, more.
Yeah, more. Yeah, more. More in our Discord too, because I feel like it's perfect for our homies that want like something that's miniature agnostic and crunchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like Cocoa Pops.
Yeah.
Is miniature agnostic and crunchy. That's their saying. That's not me. That's their saying.
I've heard it on the ad.
Yeah. Thank you to our Patreons.
Massive shout out to our Patreons. For $2 a month, you get early access to videos like this and battle reports and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Plus other fun rewards.
Like what, Jane?
Like
a colored name in Discord. Yeah, okay, cool. Yay, him. Fun. Massive shout out to the goats who would get an orange name. We've got Burnsy.
It's gold.
Final Dinosaur. It's orange. Grithlock, Axe Addax, MJ, Test Dummy, Black Apollo, Journeyman.
Yeah, I got our OGs, which is like a cobalt.
Cobalt.
We got Brandon W, Moose, Alco, Churchy, Rad, Ollie, Hawkers, Pinny, Agro, Don Juan, Don Pio, Blind Jackson, V, Fatboy, Kevin H, Nathan A, Mini Warmer, and
Big Roach.
You're all amazing. We love you all. Even you, Big Roach.
And especially Big Roach.
Especially Big Roach. Mm. We'll see you next week for our regular scheduled programming. New episodes every Sunday.
Truth.
Every single Sunday.
No, well, most.
Oh, yeah, almost. So we'll see you then.
Big Roach. Big up to the boys. Fox and Shane. Set your minds free. No locks and chains. Do what you love. Roll the dice.